Nikki Haley, Stop Illegal Migration, Grow Legal Migration. By Neil Monroe on April 5, 2023. Presidential contender Nikki Haley wants to deport the cartel's illegal migrants, but also help CEOs quickly import migrants for jobs that would otherwise go to better-paid Americans. Stop Catch and Release, and Go to Catch and Deport. The former governor of South Carolina told an April 3 press conference on the Texas border, adding, "You do that, on the border, but when it comes to actual immigration laws itself, instead of doing quotas every year on how many we're going to let through, you partner with your businesses and see what they need. In South Carolina, we've got farmers and we've got a tourist industry that is always looking for workers. When you start to listen to your businesses and do what they need, all of a sudden the economy goes up. People are going to work and everything gets better." She's explicitly calling for American workers to have to compete with the entire labor force of the third world, and that's appalling. "It's exactly what I would expect from a George W. Bush retread," responded Mark Krikorian, the director of the Center for Immigration Studies. What Haley is calling for is the reversal of well over a century of immigration law, and the rejection of the very purpose of immigration law, which is to protect American workers, American taxpayers, and American national security from investors who import cheaper labor. It is an attempt at a more palatable version of the uniparty approach to immigration, which is that we shouldn't have illegal border crossings, but we should have unlimited immigration for business, so that nobody has to cross the border illegally. Krikorian continued, "When you import large numbers of poor people into a modern society, you're going to create huge welfare costs for taxpayers, because those people will not be able to feed their own children based on their low earnings." Her perspective means that taxpayers are going to be subsidizing the businesses that use immigrant labor. It's crony capitalism, pure and simple. And the modern Republican Party has developed precisely in opposition to crony capitalism. So what Haley represents is a throwback to an earlier Bush-era version of Republicanism that Republican voters have repeatedly rejected. The pro-migration pitch is an absolute loser, because it echoes the business-first policies favored by Governor Mitt Romney in 2012 and Senator John McCain in 2008, said one pro-American activist. Haley's political campaigns have been largely funded by businesses and investors. Fox News covered the press conference but ignored Haley's call for faster and unlimited labor migration. President Joe Biden and his border chief have repeatedly called for the use of more global labor to fill jobs in the U.S. economy, regardless of many sidelined Americans, political polls, and the economic impact on ordinary Americans' wages and rents. Biden has welcomed roughly 4.2 million economic migrants from Mexico since January 2021. Haley visited the border with Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, who is now blocking a vote on a border bill by Representative Chip Roy, RTX. Roy's bill reaffirms the existing law that bars the release of migrants into the United States. That law is being ignored by Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. Gonzalez opposes Roy's no-release bill while also insisting that the GOP and the Democrats should bar funding for migrant releases. UN Catch and Release by defunding DHS Catch and Release program. "It's that simple," he told the press conference, without explaining how the GOP can get Democrats to agree to block the funding. In the press conference, Haley repeated her call for a fast-track, employer-driven migration system that would mimic the Any Willing Worker plan pushed by President George W. Bush in 2004 to let CEOs hire foreigners instead of Americans. "We have to secure the border and F-zero load the rules. But with regular immigration, we've got to take all the bureaucracy down. Our number one goal should be, who do we bring into this country that makes our country better? You do it on merit. You do bring what our businesses need. You do what talent we need, and you focus on that. The second thing you do is, you focus on what our businesses need. When you look at what our businesses need, and you match it up with the talent, then you're all of a sudden making America stronger. You're making it economically stronger, and you're making the infrastructure stronger. And then, you take down the wait time. We don't have enough processors, and you've got too many people sitting on paper and not doing their job. To be honest, we need to in and just break it, clean it up, and then start back over. That's the only way to get that immigration process back up and running." Haley wrapped her pro-migration pitch in a sharp criticism of Biden's costly welcome for illegal migration. But that criticism of illegal migration ignored the pocketbook damage done to American employees by companies' use of lower-wage migrants. Instead, her criticism of illegal migration focused on the tax burden imposed on the GOP's base of middle-class taxpayers. The illegal migrants are coming to your state. They're going into your schools. They're going into your hospitals. Your law enforcement officers are suddenly having to deal with them. They are now taking up your taxpayer dollars. When someone comes to you through legal immigration, they have to be sponsored. Guess who all these illegal immigrants are sponsored by? The taxpayers of America. You are paying for them, because all of a sudden they are going into our communities and billions of dollars have gone to fund illegal immigrants. So what do we do about this? The way we fix it is we go back to what I did in South Carolina. You do the mandatory E-Verify program, which makes sure no business can hire any illegal immigrants. The second thing is, we fire the 87,000 IRS agents and hire at least 25,000 Border Patrol and ICE agents so that we can go and give these other Border Patrol agents the help they need. Stop the taxpayer handouts for these illegal immigrants. Make sure that we're defunding sanctuary cities. We need to make sure we go back to Remain in Mexico program, because that is stopped, and we need to make sure that we keep Title 42, Border Barrier. The one thing that can make the biggest difference is stop catch and release and go to catch and deport. When you start deporting these illegal immigrants, they will stop coming. Right now on social media, they're telling their other cartels where to bring people through, what passages to take, how to get there, what to say when they get there. Why are we doing this? Stop the insanity, because we're doing this to ourselves. She also hit other talking points without talking about the economic damage or lower wages and higher housing costs. This is a national security issue. Are we waiting for a 9/11 moment? Biden needs to open his mouth and say this is a crisis. He needs to let his cabinet agencies say that this is a crisis. You've got illegal immigrants coming across. They are your new section of homeless because there is no one there to take care of them. So look on a corner street near you. Look for a tent city somewhere near you. Because when they come over, there is no one that is going to take care of them. So we have got to start taking care of the American people. So my big question is, when is Biden coming to the border? We've given up on Kamala. Secondly, when's Congress going to do something? Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because it allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of Independents, and even 40% of Democrats.